You're listening to 88.9 FM and HD1. We're online at WQCS.org. I'm Tiffany Termini. If you're a local business owner, wouldn't it be great to win $25,000 for your business? Well, some Treasure Coast businesses have the chance to do just that in the Treasure Coast version of the TV show Shark Tank. It's called the Research Coast Business Plan Competition. It's in its second year and is hosted by the Research Coast Principium Foundation, a not-for-profit organization focused on the growth of free enterprise. This year's competition will take place on Thursday, March 6th at 8 a.m. at Indian River State College's Chastain campus in Stewart. Kevin Barry is the president of the foundation.
We've got a number of like-minded board members, and our goal is to promote the development of economic opportunity by facilitating interaction between professionals, investors, supporting organizations, and the emerging business community.
The foundation wants to help local businesses get the exposure and investing they need to expand to their full potential.
The end goal, obviously, is to create more jobs for the Research Coast. I think all of us would like more opportunity for our children one day to come back and work in this area, and it's all about jobs.
The types of businesses participating this year vary. The industries range from manufacturers to information technology to life sciences. Such companies include a hurricane shutter manufacturer, a company who's created an alternative fuel conversion kit for vehicles, and a business who uses Florida's waters to create low-cost electricity.
We favor the industries that tend to create the newer technology-type jobs that we want to attract to the area. We don't exclude anybody in terms of characterization of what type of company they are. We welcome everyone in. Ultimately, though, they have to make a commitment to us if they want to win that they'll have a presence on the Research Coast and be committed to this area.
Participants submitted a PowerPoint presentation highlighting the key points of their business, an executive summary, and a financial model by the January 31st deadline. Each company chosen receives advice from what Barry calls cornerstone mentors on their business plans and ideas. They're coached on how to present everything to the panel of judges on the big day. Only a portion of those who entered, about 5 out of 30, will get the opportunity to compete as finalists.
The business plan competition was formed to be the showcase for our guiding principles, which is to create jobs. And around that, we were able to attract a number of, we call them cornerstone mentors, who are ex-CEO types, ex-very successful business types, who are willing to be our judges, but also contributed financially to allow us to have the money to run this and to give the business plan winners cash prizes.
The first place winner will receive a $25,000 cash prize to put towards his or her business. They'll also get a package of legal and accounting services. Plus, they'll move on to the next level at a regional competition. The runner-up will win $15,000. In the interest of full disclosure, we should tell you, both winners will be given $1,000 worth of underwriting here on WQCS.
This year's competition takes place on March 6th. It's being held at the IRSC Chastain campus in Stewart in the Johnson Auditorium, and it starts at 8 a.m. We encourage everybody to register on our website to RSVP.
To find out more about the Research Coast Principium Foundation and to register for a seat at the business plan competition, visit the link on our website, wqcs.org. For 88.9 FM, I'm Tiffany Termini.